Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. And we'll be kicking this event off with yours truly. And we'll be talking about the glass ceilings and the four essentials to get you out of stagnant. I want to start this with a question. Do you remember why you started your career journey? In the beginning, I guess you were sent to school and you followed a path someone said you should go, right? It was a certain way. You followed a way and this was all good. But then you started to break new ground because you found yourself asking yourself, what do I like? What do I don't like? So what's it that I want for my future? And you found new ways for yourself. You maybe walked a path that no one in your family walked before. Maybe you also were the first in your family who went to college or had a white-collar job, earned lots of money. I guess this hasn't been easy, but if you walk that way long enough, you find that you can really handle a lot, right? But at some time, you hit a certain stage where it doesn't go that easy anymore. And that's the glass ceiling. That's when you come to a stage where you find yourself running out of solutions. And I know that because I've been there. I've been there, done that, and I'm now okay with that. But I really would love to give you an idea about what that looked like for me. So when I started in my first corporate job, I was so clear about making a successful career. Yes, it was sometimes about material things. And I also knew how my life really should look like. And then I found myself in the hustle and everyone around seemed to be successful and living the life I wanted. But I didn't. They had the big salary and the car, nice vacations, and the boss was listening to what they were saying, and they were claiming and getting it. But my story went different. My boss didn't understand me. Communication was a real tough thing with him. It was as if I spoke another language. He wasn't really taking me seriously. Whereas my colleagues, when they said the same, so really the same thing, their messages got through to him. And I found myself devastated, frustrated, not knowing if I ever can make him understand me and really get along with him in this area. I worked over hours to meet my boss's expectations because, as you can imagine, when communication is tough, it's never a satisfying job, a task. So I got frustrated and ended in depression. There were times when I got home bawling my eyes out for weeks because I didn't see the way out, because I didn't know the way out. I didn't know how to change that. I took trainings and I tried listening to what he was saying, but I didn't get through. And the longer I worked, the less hungry I was. Instead, I went out for drinks to get off the stress. And eventually, it took a long time, I changed my employer. I changed the company and thought everything would work out fine. But instead, it started over again. The hard work started again. The over hours started again. No time for relationship, not for friends. And I focused on the job because, of course, I wanted to prove again that I was capable of doing what they wanted me to do. And I could. Honestly, there was a place where I was really successful, but I didn't get what I wanted. It took everything. So, and my talents for resolving critical issues. And I found myself losing overview of my tasks and went down in work. So really, really down, almost ended up in burnout, close to depression again. And why? Because I wanted to prove myself, get the accolades, appreciation, and the promotion that didn't come. And I thought this would be my never-ending job story, and thought about leaving again, getting out of this frustrating routine where I lost myself almost. But I found myself with an impulse and recognized, shoot, that was the same situation like before. And the second impulse was, I won't get out of the rat race. I didn't make it before, so why would I do it this time? But of course, time passed by, and luckily I had a mentor who called, and as if she knew intuitively, she called and helped me think clearly again what she did so many times before. And she told me about a friend of hers that was already at a place where I wanted to be. She had the international job with a focus on the IT spectrum that I wanted to have, managing a diverse team and working as a mentor and coach. And oh my gosh, I really would have loved to be in her shoes. And I should have called her to discuss my situation, but I was afraid of getting into contact with her because I thought, what would she think? I was afraid. I was really not trusting myself. I wasn't convinced that I can do that, what she does. I was already back in the hustle, grinding, running out of energy, and super, super, super doubtful about my real capabilities. I didn't dare because I thought she would tell me I needed more certifications, more trainings. I had to get a certificate, anything in that area. And I didn't dare. And then the next situation hit me. It was really a time when I was really running out of energy, and I found myself in my boss's office telling him that I can't do this anymore. I was only 3 years in that job, and I recognized I was out of energy. I was close to burnout, and everything really was so overwhelming. And in that moment, it hit me that I had to call her. Because I hit ground. That moment when I found myself close to burnout, and thank goodness she told me what I needed to hear. And that was a sentence that I will never forget. She told me that, Anke, you don't need more certifications. You are already where you need to be. And you can have what you want. And from that moment, this was so relieving because I recognized, okay, I really have everything. And she helped me get the projects I wanted and to negotiate my salary. And that year, I got two raises in under 6 months and the entitlement for the management promotion. This was really surprising because I didn't I didn't apply for a management position. My boss didn't know that I wanted it, but he just came over and said, "You know what? Yes, we have positioned you there." And I almost didn't recognize myself. I was speaking up in meetings. I found my boss asking me for advice, and new opportunities opened up everywhere, and I finally reduced my working hours to, oh my gosh, 4 days a week, which is incredible if you think about me working over hours and almost burning out. I received so much support all in a sudden. And the reason I tell you this story is because you can do that too. And there are 4 steps that really helped me moving, that really helped me. And I want to start with one of the most important, and that was the trust and the belief that it's possible. And women, especially women who do things the first times in their families, need those role models, need those heroines who do something, who show them how. But if you are the first in your family and you are afraid of treading new paths and how to reach them, then you reach your glass ceiling, of course, your comfort zone end, where you maybe don't see any solution anymore, the zone of knowing. And so you really have to get into that trust again. That was one step that I took, because it took me a long way to get to that painful situation, but what got me out of that was trusting that I can have it. And this might be obvious, but it really shows most women sabotage their career by talking themselves out of it. So the second thing that helped me, and that was, of course, not without support, it was allowing myself to have it all. So trust and permission are those two things that are really important. And how come, of course, that women keep themselves stagnant? No commitment to what they want to have. I wasn't really committed. I was suffering. I was neglecting myself. I was really working. Oh my gosh. Until I hit ground. But I wasn't committed to get the stuff that I wanted, because it showed. The moment that I was working with that mentor coach, she really showed me how to get things and how to dream again, and recognizing that this commitment was important to get me moving. Oh, hello, this changed my life. And last, I wouldn't have made it without a person I trusted enough to show me a way out. And this is really the most important. Get someone who is supporting you, who has your back, someone who's close to you, who you trust. And for me, this was really today my best friend, but back then it was a mentor who was trusting me, who was believing in me. And I couldn't do it alone to make everything work. She was there for me and told me who to contact and really believing in me. And so this is number four. So there are basically 4 steps of four ingredients, essentials, if you will, that really get you where you want to be. And the first is the trust that you can have it all. The second is to allow yourself to have it all and commit to what you want. And the last is get someone who supports you. And the last one is the most important, because this person keeps you not only accountable, but at an energy level is there for you. And I still rely on her every day because she is one of those north lights, the stars that I can look up to. So, and I supported so many women in their career, and those who didn't make it lacked commitment. Who didn't make it, they didn't trust themselves or believe they can have it all. And now I have a question for you to really dive in deep. Ask yourself, put that on paper, please. Ask yourself, am I willing to commit to my goal? Am I willing to trust myself that I can have it all and make it possible? And am I willing to believe that I can have it all? And am I willing to get the support I need and start being my own heroine? So these are the four essentials, and I think everyone can use a heroine who's really there for you. And if you can be your own, that can be your North Star that guides you, and to find that trust within you, to allow yourself to find that belief and really keep you going. This needs commitment. And for those of you who want to find out if they can commit to themselves, for you who want to find out, can you commit to yourself? My special gift for you is to jump on a career confidence call to find out what's blocking you from having what you want in your career and life. And take advantage of this 30-minute short session where you can find out where you want to go, what's keeping you stuck, and how to turn this around for you. With that said, I'm looking forward to the next session and I will be joining you there. Until then, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It is your time to shine.